The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
Oh, yes. Seeking out trouble, shooting it down. That's what David Trainer does, and he does it with the methodology he's developed at New Constructs, which is to enter the fray from the bottom up. Because he goes in at the footnotes level, and then they read up from there. And as a result, they can evaluate securities, stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, etc., on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. What makes something dangerous? Typically, it's that their situation is misleading. It's that when you look at it the way most folks do, from the top down, you see numbers that make you say, hey, this is okay, I should like this. And instead, when you read it from the bottom up, you go, that's not a true picture. And that makes it dangerous. If you want to find out more about the methodology, go to newconstructs.com on Twitter, at New Constructs. And if you follow them on Twitter, you'll find out when they've put out their new lists of the 25 most attractive and dangerous stocks. You'll find out when David's doing blog posts and more. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Technology IPOs.
Danger, danger.
Okay, so this is a blanket warning on tech IPOs. And is it just one of those cases where right now they're all being bid up, or is there something different here? I thought we'd gotten to the point where we actually were seeing some reality injected into IPOs.
I don't think so, Chuck. I mean, this reminds me of the tech bubble when I was on Wall Street. We started just seeing silly companies come out, silly companies, silly businesses. And, you know, we've already profiled a couple, Box and Wayfair. Huge IPOs that we've talked about and put in the danger zone recently. You know, Wayfair last week down 7%. Andre talked to you about that. And then Box, we did back on January 27th. It's down almost 20%. You know, these are businesses with no moats. They've got really no value add. And in the pipeline, Etsy, an online arts and crafts marketplace, going public with a $1.8 billion valuation. Behavioral matchmaking dating site, Zusk. I mean, I don't know. It's getting silly, and it's a lot of money at stake.
Is the idea here completely avoid them or examine each issue and see if you're going to find the next one? Or is it Wall Street can be irrational for a long time so that you're going to see some pop? Because some people would say that the whole Facebook thing changed everything. You wind up seeing the IPO that didn't get the great pop. It wound up doing bad things, and now it looks a little better to a lot of people.
Yeah, you know, I think you got to be really careful in this business of drawing too many comparisons, because that's what sort of Wall Street takes advantage of. They want you to believe that every one of these IPOs is the next Google or Facebook. So my blanket warning here is it's not too dissimilar from others, but this one is like the sirens are going off, all right? These tech IPOs are getting silly, and if you didn't believe in doing diligence before, you better believe in it now, because the expectations baked into some of these stock prices are just off the charts. For example, GrowPro's got to grow profits at something like 20% compounded annually for 10 years straight. That's just to justify the current stock price. That's even after being down 55% since last October. Zulily, down 37% from the IPO price and 73% in the last 12 months. This guy's got to grow profits at 19% compounded annually for 18 years. You know, that's the current price, the one that's already been depressed. So, you know, at $68 a share where it IPO'd, it would have to grow profits at almost 20% for nearly 35 years. That's how crazy the IPO price was.
Ultimately, we make a blanket warning. Why is this just technology? I mean, is it just that we're not seeing too many things in other spots? Is it not IPOs in general at a market that's reached all-time highs and people are trying to get crazy with it? And is it all technology specific? I mean, we've seen, as you point out, you've seen a dating site I don't know that that's considered a technology company other than the fact that it does its business on the internet. So is there any defining elements that we need to put into the play on this?
You know, that's such a good question, you know, and I like that we talk internally when we're discussing our hedge fund and certain the ideas that we write up for the blog. And, you know, a lot of times we point out everything's technology these days. I mean, in some way, if you're not using technology to make your business better, you know, whether it's healthcare, whether it's in industrial machine making, I mean, everything is technology. So you bring up a good point. But I would say, first of all, you got to be aware of all IPOs, because clearly Wall Street is looking to cash in as much as it still can while the markets are still so frothy and the Fed zero interest rate policy is still in place, right? We all, I think, categorically agree that this bull market is closer to the end than the beginning. So it's going to be a while before they're going to be able to sell IPOs as they are. So I think all IPOs in general. And if you want, you know, to be specific, I say make sure you really believe in the business model and spend 10 minutes thinking about the barriers to entry. How hard would it be for someone else to do what this company is getting $1 billion, $2 billion valuation to do? And if it's not that hard for someone else to do, well, you can be damn sure that someone else is going to do it, and therefore that valuation will never translate into the cash flows it's supposed to reflect that the company will make, and you're overpaying.
First isn't always most successful. I always tell people, try to remember back at the beginning of the computer days when it was Prime Computer and Wang Labs that were going to win, and nobody had ever heard of Microsoft, right? That's the basics of that.
That's right. Especially in technology, the fast follower strategy works really well, because you get to benefit from the R&D of the guy who was the pioneer, who spent tons of money figuring out how to get over the hump. And then you just can spend, you know, a quarter or half as much and avoid all their mistakes and do really well. Sort of like China and their industrial revolution.
Yeah, you put it all together and it's a well-heeled warning on tech IPOs, technology IPOs in the danger zone. And if you wanted the specifics, well, you've heard them over the last couple of weeks, because David's right. We've done a couple of tech companies that are pretty fresh off their IPOs. That's been in the danger zone a lot of late. David Trainer, thanks as always for joining us on Money Life.
It's great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
David Trainer is the president of New Constructs. If you want more information, it's newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. Hey, joining us next on Money Life for Monday, it's the Money Life Market Call and Christian Bertelsen from Avianz Capital. Stick around. There's a lot more Money Life to go.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.